Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
If the ESPN SEC media narrative is starting to crack in college football, sign me up. I am here for it. I will drink that bathwater. I really will. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thanks for joining us as a part of the show. We appreciate you as always being here. So there has been so much fallout in the wake of the college football first round games in the first ever 12-team format. And of course, as we've talked extensively on this show about, some tried to use what happened Friday and Saturday as some type of ridiculous narrative that if only we had more SEC teams in the college football playoff, we would have had good first round games, as if in the history of playoffs in all American professional sports, there have never been blowouts at all. No ifs, ands, or buts. Blowouts never happen. It's just because the college football playoff committee screwed up in selecting teams. That's why we had blowouts. Please. It was always a bunch of nonsense. We put, I believe, that argument to bed on Sunday in the show that we did. I hope that you'll go back and watch it if you missed it. If not, we'll continue to have the conversation, broadly speaking, here at Heartland College Sports. I also hope you'll subscribe to the channel, whether it's on YouTube or the podcast, or, of course, our great radio affiliates. Thank you to all of you for being a part of this as well. But I am shocked at what I've seen over the last couple of days. There is genuine pushback from very smart people in college football media, not just us. Although I guess you can determine whether or not you think I'm smart. And there's plenty of you that will answer that one to the negative. And I'm cool with that. If you're watching, we're all good. But I have been surprised how many people have been on the side of saying, whoa, this ESPN SEC narrative has got to stop. This whole thing about how ESPN, which owns the multi-billion dollar long-term college football playoff deal and also owns all of the SEC rights, this weird incestual relationship, we are going to call out. Now, of course, it's worse than it's ever been because ESPN owns the SEC rights, but it's been bad for a while. I've been talking about it for 10 years since I launched this show and launched the website, heartlandcollegesports.com, covering the Big 12. It has been very obvious. It's just this year, it's even obvious to people who normally might whistle past the graveyard or who might, you know, just say, yeah, no, fill in the blank's a good guy. He wouldn't actually feel that way. No one's in the tank. Come on, let's pump the brakes a little bit. And that's partially because these people all have professional friendships. Now, I know some of these people at the highest ends of college football media. Some of them will come on this show once in a while. We text, we talk, but their eyes are starting to open up in a big way. And now they have been speaking out about it over the last couple of days. And that has been great to see. See, ESPN, along with the SEC, have been pushing the narrative that if only more of their teams were in, college football playoff would have been closer, in the first round at least. And I'm not sure, outside of the whole, well, don't you see the athletes they have? Don't you watch the games? Yeah, I do. And you know what else I watched? For all this chatter like, don't you watch the games? Yeah, I watched because, of course, we cover the Big 12, So I was keeping an eye all season on OU in Texas. I watched Alabama walk in to Norman, Oklahoma as a 2-touchdown favorite and get curb stomped and score 3 points in a 24-3 loss to the Oklahoma Sooners, who were very mediocre at best this year. I watched as Ole Miss, as a 16-point favorite, gave Kentucky its only SEC win of the season. So where is your argument? And how can you simply make it all about, if only we put SEC teams in, everything would have been fine? How can you legitimately get away with making that argument when we all saw losses to Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and Kentucky, just to name a few, by some of these teams? Heck, I would argue, of those three SEC teams that were getting all the attention, South Carolina probably had the best case to make, but of course they had losses to the other two teams. So how would that have looked if head-to-head is supposed to matter, right? That's the issue here in that debate between those three SEC teams that all insisted they should be in the playoff, no ifs, ands, or buts: Ole Miss, Alabama, and South Carolina. Listen, I saw an amazing quote, and some of you are already mentioning this on the live chat. Kirk Herbstreit saying, "I don't want to hear about wins." Well, if that's the case, why do we play the games? If that's the world that college football media wants to live in, then just make it the SEC Invitational and tell us where and when. If we want to watch it, we'll check it out. What more can I do for you? That's all I got. If that's really how the sport's going to go, I don't want to hear about wins. Not all wins are equal. Then why bother playing the games? See, here's the next part of the conversation. Kirk Herbstreit and anybody else who makes the argument is fair to point out that strength of schedule is very different depending on your team and your conference. But let's be clear on how we got here. We got here because conferences like the SEC insisted on expanding. And yes, they do have a lot of very powerful, very good football programs at the highest level. There's no doubt about that. They wanted that. They built that on their own. Nobody forced that onto them. And with that comes some consequences, right? I mean, that's just the reality of the situation here. So you build up this conference, let's say, and then you complain about how the conference is too tough, and that's why some of your teams get left out. Whereas Indiana or SMU might have easier schedules than the ACC and the Big Ten, and, well, they should be treated differently because their schedules were easier. Well, as we've had consolidation, and as some conferences, cough, cough, SEC, ACC, only play 8 league games, the likelihood is some teams will have much tougher schedules and some teams will have much easier schedules. Oklahoma had a much tougher schedule year one in the SEC than Texas did. I'm not saying OU would have been in the playoff if they had reversed schedules. That's not the case at all. And Texas would have been 6-6. No way. That's not the case at all. I'm just simply pointing out here that, yes, as consolidation happened, you can't play more games, or you're probably not going to play more games in college football. So this is what you get. The one thing that you can do to create uniformity in the sport is the biggest thing that the SEC fanboys won't do: play 9 league games. If we said, at least to try to create some type of equity, and I hate that word, but you get what I'm going for here, in a sport where everybody can't play each other, you can't have an NFL model, or you're not going to have an NFL model anytime soon, what can you do? What you can do is you can at least say 9 conference games, 1 FCS, 1 FBS, or 1 FCS, 1 group of 5, 1 Power 4 game. That would at least help us with this whole thing of trying to compare schedules, trying to compare resumes, better than we do right now. But why is it that the loudest voices in SEC football land don't want to say it? Why is that? Because they don't actually want to be held accountable to their own schedules. They don't. I'm sorry, they don't. It's really that simple. And they can crow all they want about we're the toughest league in the country. We only need eight. Listen, if we all agreed on playing nine conference games, heck, you want to play 10? Let's all play 10. I mean, these conferences are so darn big. You know, these warm-up games in September kind of stink anyway. The SEC throws out that joke of an FCS game in mid-November. You want to bring some more value to your TV partners? Let's get rid of some of those. And I hate it for the FCS programs because, well, you know, they make a lot of money off those games. But if we really want to go down this road of trying to make it so that the schedules are as even as possible, then everybody plays 10 league games, let's say, one FCS, one group of five, whatever. You get two games there you can kind of fluff up if you want to. And outside of that, you're playing conference opponents. And that way, it, in as much of a manner as is possible, creates a system where schedules are going to be more balanced. Because the more games you play, the more balanced, theoretically, a schedule is going to be. Right? You following me? I know that you are. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here. All right? I think we are.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing all your comments, Sam and John, and I want to hear what you guys think about that in the comments right now of potentially growing the conference schedule since these leagues are bigger than ever and trying to create more equitable schedules by having more conference games. But I have just been shocked at how much of this I've seen on social media and on different platforms. And I truly think what's happening here is because there are so many different media outlets and just media personalities that you can now consume if you're a diehard college football fan, whether you're a Big 12 fan and you're here at Heartland College Sports or you're anywhere else, Big 10, team-specific, general college football shows, there's a lot of great stuff out there. A lot of people I would call professional friends that do really good jobs with their shows and with their feeds and everything else. And I mean, they're sick of it. So ESPN built this operation thinking they could really bully the college football landscape into buying into their narrative. And I genuinely believe for the first time in a long time that there are chinks in the armor. And I didn't think I'd be saying that a week ago. You've got ESPN infighting. You've got Stephen A. And, you know, I saw, what's his name? Oh, my gosh. Why am I blank? Shannon Sharp. I try to forget Shannon Sharp ever since all those crazy tapes came out, allegedly, in the last couple of months. But you know what I'm going for here and what I'm talking about. But they're fighting with Kirk Herbstreit. Kirk Herbstreit's going on Pat McAfee saying, hey, we just got to figure out a way to balance these teams. I love my teammates, blah, blah, blah. I mean, McAfee's become the voice of reason on that network when it comes to college football. My goodness. I think he's wildly talented. I would love to get Pat on this show. We would have a great time. Chopping it up, talking West Virginia, talking Big 12. He's become one of the guys, of all the people on that College Game Day show and just in general at ESPN, I put McAfee, when it comes to Big 12 knowledge, right up there with anybody. The dude knows this league. Desmond Howard couldn't be bothered to make a pick in K-State, Arizona State. Why are we picking this game, he said at College Game Day in mid-November. Brother, I'll tell you what. Come on, dude. Like, this the game matters. Let's go. Okay? You don't know the standings of a Power Four conference. That's what that tells me. Same thing with, some of these other guys over on ESPN. They just don't care. They just don't care. And it's comical. It's sad, but it's also comical. Now, I prefer to laugh at it because if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry about it. It's that bad. But, geez, I cannot believe good people at The Athletic calling out some of this nonsense. I've seen great articles on Sports Illustrated, awful announcing. I mean, just different places over the last couple of days where everybody is just fed up. just fed up. Now, something else that came out here on Monday. We've got the television ratings for the first round playoff games. So the two games on ESPN, Friday night, Notre Dame, Indiana, did 13.4 million viewers. Ohio State, Tennessee, Saturday night, did 14.3 million. Penn State, SMU, TNT, first game on Saturday, 6.4 million. And then Clemson, Texas, mid-afternoon, TNT, did 8.6 million. Now, those ESPN games were huge, but remember, the ESPN games were not going up against the NFL. Friday night was a standalone game. Same thing with Saturday night, Ohio State, Tennessee. Penn State, SMU went up against the Chiefs and the Texans on Saturday on NBC. And then Clemson, Texas went up against the Steelers and the Ravens. Plus, the games were on TNT. Even I was like, wait, where's this game again? Where do I find these? Oh, that's right, TNT. I got to go digging for these things. You kind of had to stumble upon it if you're a casual college football fan. I know many in this audience are not casual fans, but still, the casual fan who drives up these ratings and viewership numbers had to kind of stumble upon it. So let's not forget, those TNT games were up against the NFL. And they basically did a sublease. They basically bought the game from ESPN to air those games. So that's how this played out over the weekend. And that whole situation is bizarre in and of itself. All right. Why these games are airing on TNT and not on one of the other channels that actually, you know, carries college football for the last 3.5 months is another mess. It's another mess. I mean, it's a major problem for the sport. And I get it. Everyone just cares about the money, not the presentation, not the big picture, not what's best for the sport long term. But it's amazing that games like that aren't on Fox instead of being on TNT. I go to TNT for anything. It's to maybe watch Charles Barkley in an NBA pregame. The problem is the NBA product is such garbage, I'm never on TNT anymore. It's just complete and utter trash. And ESPN has this deal locked up for years. So this is something that is also going to play a role. Now, it's not going to matter in the quarterfinals. Those games are all going to be on ESPN. But it's something to keep an eye on as this college football playoff continues to develop, for lack of a better word, in the years ahead. Because you know it's changing, and I know it's changing. On YouTube, we've got this comment. Pete, I honestly hope they break away so I don't have to watch them anymore. Perfectly happy watching the Big 12. Now, I assume you mean the SEC. Hope they break away. And I'd be curious to see what would happen if they did. Now, here's the thing. If you're a Big 10 fan, you got to hang with us here. And I see you guys commenting right now. Drop some likes as well if you're on YouTube. It genuinely helps us tremendously. We've had some of our biggest viewership in recent days and weeks because you guys are doing those little things that make a difference. Subscribe to the channel as well if you have not already. But the Big Ten, if we have Big Ten fans or if you have friends who are Big Ten fans, they've got to hang with us here. If they think that they are immune from all of this, they're wrong. In fact, the ESPN cabal came after them this week, right? They came after Indiana. And then they gave excuses for why Tennessee's loss to Ohio State wasn't all that bad. You had some talking heads trying to run Ryan Day out of Columbus, for crying out loud. I mean, yes, he's had a tough time the last couple of years with Michigan. What is he, like 42-1 against everybody else in the Big Ten? My gosh, it's a joke. So if you think that you are immune from this, Big Ten fans, you are wrong. You are not immune from this. You are better off sticking with and sticking alongside the Big 12 and the ACC instead of trying to cozy up to the SEC and think that you're going to be on the right side of this whole thing. They will try to hose you too because it's not about you. might be about one or two of your programs that they might have some interest in, maybe three or four, whatever, you get the point. But broadly speaking, the sport, the fans of the sport are going to be better off if you guys hang back and see the writing on the wall here, because it's very obvious what's going on. It's clear as day to anybody paying attention what exactly is happening big picture with this sport going forward, and where the largest television rights folks are trying to take the sport, okay? And where they want the sport to go, and how they want the narrative to be spun to drive the sport in their preferred direction. It's like putting together a puzzle. That's what they're doing here. And it's going to take them years. They've been working on it for years. They're trying to make sure that come fill-in-the-blank date, we're talking gray area here, but fill-in-the-blank date, early 2030s, whatever it might be, that that narrative is set in stone. And that's why I'm here to ask you this question. How great, how hilarious, how good would it feel to have Notre Dame beat Georgia? And let's not forget that Georgia is not going to have Carson Beck at quarterback, although I'm sure that will be the excuse for why Georgia loses if they do lose. So Carson Beck is out at quarterback. He underwent surgery on Monday to repair his right elbow. UCL is what the school is saying. So he's not going to be available for the college football playoff. And then somehow, some way, if Arizona State, little Arizona State, I say that with all the love. I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm not saying that to be judgmental. But if Arizona State, picked number 16 in the Big 12 preseason poll, can pull off the upset against Texas, oh my gosh, you would have a college football playoff semifinal that does not have an SEC team in it. Tell me that would not bring a smile to your face. It's okay to admit that it will. I know that it will. So just give me that thumbs up and admit that it will, okay? Because I know you want to. Even if you're someone who's like, yeah, maybe you're one of our old school Oklahoma fans that's here. Come on, OU fans. I know that even you will get a bit of a rise out of that. I mean, you can't root for Texas, right? OU fans have got to be rooting for the Sun Devils in this game next week. You've got to. So since you're doing it, just admit it, okay? This is a safe space. I hate the phrase, but we're a safe space here. You can smile just like I am right now. You can hear it in my voice. You can see it in my face if you're watching the video stream. You know, and I know that that would be a joyous occasion. And it's okay to admit that. We're here for you. And my gosh, that would be a heck of a lot of fun. We will have all the game previews for you guys here at Heartland College Sports. So make sure that you are here on the channel. We've got the Rate Bowl coming up between K-State and Rutgers. I'll give you a breakdown of that on the show as well before the December 26th kickoff. So make sure that you are with us at all times. Thank you. Subscribe to the channel. We've got so much more coming your way. If I don't talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Happy New Year, because after Christmas, we are going to drop a ton of content on the podcast, on video, for everything and all the games coming up. But have a Merry Christmas. I hope that you have just an absolutely incredible day, couple of days with family, with friends, with loved ones, whoever it might be. And know that this Christmas, all I ask from you guys is, well, the things I always ask for. Join us in the Heartland College Sports Forums if you haven't yet. Subscribe to the channel. That's it. Those little things really make a big difference. They allow us to keep expanding, and we are grateful that you guys are here. I'm Pete Mundo. Have a great day. Go Big 12.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something.
He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, no, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial. Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hey, you folks.
Steven traded up to Geico for serious commercial insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.